Morning.
Now, firstly, is this like the busiest time of year for you guys, getting everybody prepared for cyclone and storm season?
Absolutely. We're inundated at the moment.
Right, okay.
Lots of work going on.
Are we talking about the normal stuff like the tree lopping? That's what you're very well known for, but also the complete yard management. Just checking out the website at the moment. The yard absolutely. Management. Can you manage our yards?
Absolutely. So we're there to take away things that no longer need to be there.
So give some people some tips about cleaning up for cyclone season. What should people be looking at or doing? Because to be honest with you, a homeowner myself, I don't think about half the things I should be doing to make sure that I'm prepared for cyclone season.
Definitely. And there's probably lots of things that you, when you're looking around, you're probably not even focusing on or can even see. But looking up is probably most important. Up in your trees, quite often there's some signs going on when things aren't going the way they should.
Yeah.
So it's not just about looking at a tree for the purposes of removing it, but we quite often will come in and look at the health of the tree, and trimming and pruning is very important on a regular basis to keep a tree nice and healthy. So looking up and looking at this time of the year, especially with storms and wind action and things like that, looking at what's going on up inside the canopy of the tree and seeing what needs to be done to clean it up.
How can you tell the healthy tree as opposed to a non-healthy tree?
Quite often you'll see signs of dead branches where maybe other parts of the tree are seemingly quite healthy. Leaves turning different colours and, you know, lots of things like that. There could be signs around the base of the tree, rotting cavities, even just signs of activity with ants and things like that can be a sign that something's not quite right. Things like that.
Well, I saw a video on social media the other day, actually. It looked like it had nothing to do with preparation for cyclone season, but this guy was chainsawing a tree, and it looked like a strong tree, but the minute the chainsaw went through it, the tree fell apart because it was hollow on the inside, so that could potentially be an issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then for us to come out and do an assessment, sometimes we can identify those things fairly quickly by things that are going on up in the tree, around the tree, and even the base of the tree, or shrubs, those sorts of things. So we obviously were trained to see those things.
Look, I think before we let you go, I think everyone's trying to figure out what DAM actually stands for. Is it because, like your husband, just like as the ad says, he's just gone, damn it?
Well, I've been told recently, because we're quite often called DAMS, D-A-M-S, and I've been told dad and mum and son, which I thought was really interesting, because it is actually a second generation business. So we took over it from my husband, Chris, and from his parents. So, and they are still part of the business. So I thought that was really, really funny when I heard that. But it actually stands for Diverse Asset Maintenance Services. Because obviously we do lots of things. We don't just do arboriculture. We obviously do lots of things, just general outdoor maintenance as well. So talking about trees, we're also big on removal of green waste, gutter cleaning. We do all those sorts of things as well.
That's a big one,
which is important of this time of the year, because if your gutters are full, you could end up having issues with, water. So, and we get lots of those phone calls.
Absolutely, and even clearing them out for like bushfires and that kind of thing at the moment is pretty primal.
Very big at this time.
Look, we've got to say a big thank you for jumping on board as well for our power banks. And now, if you want to win one of those, by the way, thanks to DAM Services, go to our website at triplem.com.au. They look amazing too, by the way.
Yeah, and we've got your number on there as well, okay? Because you are kind of like an emergency service now as
You're our saviour.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Erin. Really appreciate
the chat. Thank you for your time.
Done.